Mandala Publishing presents Yoga and Veganism, The Diet of Enlightenment. Written and read by Sharon Gannon. Forward by Ingrid Newkirk.
To those who want to be free, to those who do not want to be hurt by others, to those who do not want to be lied to, who want to be listened to those who do not want to live in poverty, to those who want to be healthy and well, to those who want to know the purpose of their lives. This book is dedicated to you, the people of this planet Earth, the citizens of this universe, present and future. With you, eternity with you.
In 2008, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, a most enlightened soul who has lived under threat of attack and death for most of his years, wrote, "Kindness is my religion." Although His Holiness has experienced more persecution than most, fleeing his homeland in Tibet when a child, he is not the first great thinker to recognize the overwhelming value of compassion. In the 1800s, the celebrated British writer Henry James proclaimed that there are three things in life that count. The first is to be kind, he wrote. The second is to be kind. And yes, you've probably guessed, the third is to be kind. Kindness is the magic word that links every being in the universe to all the others. Through meditation and self-awareness, yogis come to see this interconnectedness that most of humanity only dreams of. Yet there are clear and easy steps we mere mortals can take to reach such an understanding. Sharon Gannon, the author of this life guidance book, knows and teaches the vital role of kindness in expanding our spiritual horizons and shaping our personal and collective history. She is one of the kindest people I have ever met, and her deep love for others of all kinds, from mouse to man, from the starving child to the superstar, not only shines through her eyes, but also seems to radiate through her very skin. She has that luminescence that comes from inner peace. Her petite frame belies a powerful spirit with the ability, so often lost in the blur of modern life, to empathize with others, all others, whether familiars or strangers, and with all the vast animal nations, including our very own. Sharon chose to become a yoga teacher at a time when yoga was viewed by most as a trendy form of physical fitness. She has endured the skepticism of her peers and colleagues in her unapologetic commitment to teaching yoga as a means to enlightenment through compassion for all beings. She has infused her now extremely popular method of yoga with a strong animal rights and vegan message. Her scholarly understanding of the Sanskrit language and the Yoga Sutras has allowed her to cite yogic scriptural references to support.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?